Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black, from APM. I'm Tess Fuwandamagnayu.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning.
Music heals, and unity and hope are superpower. Those are the words of an amazing singer with an amazing name, Misha Brueger-Gossman. She's an award-winning soprano with an eclectic career and a social conscience, too. Misha was born in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. Her father was a deacon in the Baptist church there, and Misha sang in the choir and studied voice and piano. At age 20, Misha was the first singer to play the title role in a four-act chamber opera called Beatrice Chancy. It's a powerful piece by James Rolfe based on a true story about an enslaved woman in 19th century Nova Scotia who murders her abusive master. The work and Brueger-Gossman's performance in it were very well received, and the opera was eventually filmed by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Misha has gone on to perform in operas and concerts across Canada and the U.S., as well as Europe. Her recitals are as likely to feature works by Gershwin and Bolcom as by Mahler and Strauss, often on stage barefoot, y'all.
With my mind stayed on Jesus, I'm singing and praying with my mind stayed on freedom.
In recent years, her career has expanded to include gospel and jazz. Here is what she says about that. This is not the season for claiming to only be able to do one thing one way. This is not the season for rigidity. We need to be flexible. We need to be movable. In 2009, when she was just 32 years old, Misha underwent emergency surgery due to heart disease. Ever since, she's been working to raise awareness of heart disease in women. I also admire the way she makes time in her life for activism, education, and social justice. She's a member of the Canadian charity Artists Against Racism and has been an ambassador for better health in Africa. She also curated a film about marginalized Indigenous communities in Nova Scotia. Misha's family history is part of what drives her to highlight injustice and inequality. Her ancestors escaped slavery in America during the Revolutionary War and fled to Canada. She's very conscious of the effect that history has on well-being, and she uses her art to make the world a better place.
King, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the 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 King.
This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM, with thanks to producer Daniel Nass, technical director Eric Romani, and assistants from Julie Almacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tess Fuller.
Hold on.